The human rights organization Amnesty International issued a report today that focuses on what it calls severe and inhumane use of solitary confinement in California prisons. WBAI's Phil Bader files this report.
The Edge of Endurance is the name of a report issued today by Amnesty International that, in its words, exposes the unfair and inhumane use of solitary confinement in several California prisons. Michelle Ringuette is the chief of campaigns and programs for Amnesty in the United States, and she says the conditions found last November at California prisons at Corcoran State and Pelican Bay were
cruel, degrading, and inhumane. It's really shocking that on U.S. soil we are keeping prisoners under these conditions for extended periods with really no hope for rehabilitation or reintegration into the general population.
So what's the extent of the problem? How many prisoners are in solitary and for how long?
What we found in these two prisons that there are 78 prisoners who've spent more than 20 years in isolation and 500 prisoners have spent 10 or more years. I mean, these are really shocking numbers.
And what are the conditions in solitary confinement?
When you think about the fact that they're in 9x9 cells, that they're in these cells that have no light, no natural light for 22 and a half hours a day, we found they are denied physical contact. They are, if they need medical attention, it's usually through some sort of barrier. They are not allowed to work. They're not permitted to attend religious services or participate in any rehabilitation programs. So these are individuals who can go years without any physical human contact. And of course, then we see all the byproducts of that. We're seeing a rash of suicides well above what anyone would expect. That we're seeing things like vitamin D deficiency and problems with prisoners' eyesight because they experience such little natural light. They develop balance problems, they develop chronic asthma, severe insomnia, and memory loss.
Michelle Ringuette concedes that corrections officials have the right and responsibility to isolate dangerous inmates. But how that determination is made is unclear. It seems that simply having a conversation with the wrong person can put you in solitary for years.
In our conversations with former prisoners and also the currently incarcerated, it was really quizzical how they determined that some individuals needed to be in solitary confinement. We're looking at 3,000 prisoners in two prisons alone, and some of the individuals we talked to explained that they had been put into solitary because they had been seen having a conversation with a known gang member.
Amnesty International is calling on California to review its use of solitary confinement and limit its use only as a last resort, where the prisoner's behavior represents a threat to themselves or others. Again, Ms. Ringuette.
We must see improved conditions for all prisoners that are held in isolation units, including better exercise and an opportunity for more human contact. We believe that the prisoners deserve to make regular phone calls to their families to keep them connected with the outside world and with their relationships to help them on a path to rehabilitation. And we also think it's essential that we start to reduce the length of the step-down program that allows prisoners to emerge from isolation so that we don't see prisoners held much longer than necessary, which then exacerbates the problems that come along with being in isolation and make it more difficult for them to reintegrate into the prison population.
The argument has been made that California's use of solitary confinement violates the Constitution's Eighth Amendment, as well as other laws.
I think it's pretty clear that international law does not support this kind of cruel and inhumane treatment. And in this country, we really need to have a higher standard for how we're going to treat our vulnerable populations. That without a question, people sometimes need to be detained. They need to be held accountable for their acts. And if you are causing a problem within a prison, undoubtedly isolation is a tactic. When you are looking at 20 years or more of isolation, you're looking at torture.
The Amnesty International report, The Edge of Endurance, can be found on their website at www.amnestyusa.org. For WBAI News, I'm Phil Bader.